to 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners John Deere.
Looking for a tractor that's as versatile as it is powerful? Check out the John Deere 2R Series Compact Tractor. This month only at Prairieland Partners, get a $2,350 bonus when you purchase two implements. Plus, take advantage of huge cash savings. Get more done on your property with the right tools and save in the process. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairieland Partners.
KVU News Time is 7:20. It is Newsmaker Time here on a Monday. We're pleased to have with us in studio Mike Argerbright, Russ Bonitatibus, as we talk about USD 252 Southern Lyon County Honor Flight fundraisers, including a big one in a couple of weeks. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Russ, how are you this morning?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, Mike, let's get us started because the fundraiser's on the schedule. You guys are getting teams in. When and where are we gathering here for the golf tournament?
Okay, just a little shy of 2 weeks, Saturday, August 12th. It will be out at the Emporium Municipal Golf Course.
Okay.
Starts at 9 o'clock. Registration opens at 7:30. And right now we have some team slots open. Typically this fills up, so we're encouraging everyone to get their teams in early.
Understood. How much does it cost for individuals or teams?
It's basically $260 per team, and that includes a cart if you would like one. Some people bring their own, and that's fine too. And it also includes lunch.
Nice. Good deal. Russ, how is this going to help the cause overall for Honor Flight here for USD 252 Southern Lyon County?
Absolutely. Well, this is the biggest fundraiser that the Honor Flight has, and we're one of the very few honor flights that actually have the high school kids as ambassadors. And they do fundraising themselves. So this is very key because the whole idea of the honor flight is to make it to where the veterans do not pay for anything on a flight. And I can tell you, as a veteran who just recently attended it in April, it is just a fabulous opportunity to see all the things that you get to see and all the different events that go along. And everybody's fundraising for it every year, but this is one of our biggest ones. And I can tell you, as a veteran and going on it, it's an incredible experience. I've been to more countries than I have been states, and I told this to Mike. I said, there's nothing quite like going to Washington, D.C., and see all this, the memorials and, you know, all the different artifacts. Is just incredible experience. So
I wanted to ask about that. I'm going to riff off of the golf tournament here in just a second, but talk a little bit about your experience there. And it sounds like, you know, you've wanted to be part of this trip for a while. How did that wind up working out for you? And maybe dive a little deeper into why that was so meaningful for you.
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, for me, I've always been a supporter of all the veterans events. You know, I work with Steve Harmon on, you know, the Freedom Fest, and mm-hmm. and, you know, of course, Lyon County State Bank does a big thing for the banners there, so kind of help with that. But you know, the Honor Flight is something that that it's an incredible experience that people get to go on. And there's an application process, and you get chosen for it based on a couple different things. And for me, I wanted to give back. I want to help other veterans experience it and to enjoy some of those things. Because, quite frankly, you get too busy with life when you move on and from the military, and you know you've been to so many different places in your life, and you forget to go see the things that, you know, honor those things. And, you know, we went by every branch service memorial, which was just incredible. And, you know, some of the things I would have never known. And quite frankly, you would never know because they don't show it in the history books or, you know, they don't cover a lot of that. And even when we went to the memorials, there are schools there. And, you know, they're showing these kids like the World War II memorial, which is just incredible. One, it's huge. It's by. It's got a big reflection pond, and so it's just one of those incredible experiences that you just can't look on paper or the computer and say, "Wow, that's amazing." Really, being there is incredible. You know, another side of that too is that, and Mike had brought up, and he asked all the veterans and the student ambassadors. You know, every one of the memorials, for the most part, have a reflection pool. And why are all the reflection pools around, you know, these memorials? And you know, he challenged everyone to come up. And mine was that, you know, it's a time to reflect on where we were, where we're going, what has happened, and hopefully we've learned from those lessons that, you know, we could do things better in the future or things that we have an opportunity to make an impact in. So for me, that was very, it was an emotional experience for me. I mean, you walk through the airport and people are all over standing, clapping for you the whole way. I mean, literally through Washington, D.C. airport, you know, you got your honor flight motorcade where sirens and people just, you know, making way for you. So it's just an overwhelming experience. And I think I'd love for every veteran to be able to attend it.
Mike, you've been involved with Honor Flight, you know, as a whole, you know, a superintendent for a number of years. What does it mean for you to hear from you know, obviously students, but veterans when they have experiences like Russ and what he just mentioned?
Well, it's very common to hear about and see the emotions that go into this trip on all sides of the table. And it's an opportunity for us in the school business to truly engage civic engagement, truly, you know, play the part of that instead of just read about it and look at it. So it engages our kids in a different way. It's brought about relationships and partnerships from school to different civic organizations and obviously a different generations of veterans who have served this great country very proudly and an opportunity to give back. So it's been a touching experience, and we're on Mission 12 right now. So we're going to push the 300 mark of how many veterans we have served over the course of several years here.
Speaking of that, are you surprised at how well-supported Honor Flight has become? It sounds like it was, you know, fully supported from year one, but it always seems like there's a little extra layer now with each and every event that's followed that first one.
Well, it's grown into two trips a year for several years now, because the driver is we've always had a veteran application list to go back to, and as long as we have a waiting list, we're going to keep pushing. And obviously, the fundraising has worked out.
Kind of need that, yeah, don't you?
We do not allow our veterans, and it's kind of funny, but some families of veterans will try to sneak in some money on a trip, you know, and sometimes we'll catch them and send them back because they have an opportunity to give back, and we kind of talk about that on the way back from the trip. But this is for them, and we appreciate respect and what they've done and love this great country.
Mike Argerbright, Russ Bonitatibus, joining us again. The USD 252 Southern Lyon County Honor Flight Golf Tournament, August 12th at the Emporia Golf Course. Registration 7:30. Tournament starts 9, $260 per team with a cart and lunch included. Russ, you're coming on board here the way it sounds as fundraising chairperson here. What's bringing you in the fundraising role here for Honor Flight?
Oh, I think the first thing is Mike asked me to.
It kind of always starts with that, doesn't it?
Yeah. It always starts with an ask. But I think that, and Mike had talked to me, you know, I've been in Emporia for in banking and in public service for, you know, over 25 years. So people know me, they trust me, they know that I back the veteran side of things. And, you know, these are areas that you really have to be able to not be shy about asking people for support. And experiencing Honor Flight, I can talk from firsthand how important it is to have these, because like Mike said, two a year, and hopefully we can continue to do that, but it all boils down to how successful your fundraising is. And you know, we're always going to look for different avenues on different things. You know, right now the golf tournament's our big one. You know, we may have to look at some other things to keep it fresh, whether, you know, we start looking at some other things. And but it's the connections in the community, which, you know, Mike knows I have with being, you know, again, in banking and, you know, very active in the community. And
right.
So I think that's where I can give back myself as someone who's gone on honor flight and being a veteran, is help other veterans experience that by giving my time and talent. And that's kind of where I felt like I could help out.
Okay. And Mike, you know this full bore here. These, you know, in order to give students and veterans the full Washington, D.C. experience, there is a lot of fundraising that's needed.
Yeah, it's our trips are up and probably over $45,000 a trip now. We started around $33,000, $34,000 several years ago. So it takes a lot of effort, and we have a lot of great people like Russ that are committed and loyal, true to their word. They're gonna do what they say, and that's always helped us kind of keep things going.
Okay, I want to ask, I'm going to push down the road here because I know that there's probably some other fundraisers that are either coming or in the development stages. What else is, at least from your perspective, on the calendar here later after the golf tournament is done?
Yeah, typically our students and our teacher coordinators have a couple events each year. We do an event at Hartford that we usually do before, right around the school starting. I'm not sure when that date is. We haven't set that.
Okay.
But that will happen again, and that was something that was started by parents. Bettina Shank actually is the one that kind of engineered that years ago.
Nice.
And just done a fabulous job. And then we always have a pancake feed that rotates between Olpe and Hartford based on where the home game is in basketball that year. And that's
okay.
Always a big event. And the Lions Club in Olpe has engineered that and works the event, and so do kids, but they do the grunt work of everything. So those are two of the main events that I can talk about right now, along with the golf scramble.
Okay. On the golf scramble, I have to ask, what's for lunch?
Well, typically, I don't always say, but typically it's a barbecue. So,
are you going to be on the grill?
I'm on the grill.
Awesome.
And then we have a few just grab things that are usually pretty good, usually some shrimp and some steak bites. But we just try to keep something there available throughout the tournament after a couple hours. So,
okay. Before we go, re-rack the golf tournament, basic details, the when, the where, how much, and then let us know when the next trip is going to be.
Okay.
Because we got to get that on the schedule here and get that in front of the community. So
yeah, no, I'm going to start with that. November 6th and 7th
okay.
is our next trip, and we leave Brighton early on November. That's a Monday. We've always traveled on Monday and Tuesday because it's a little less busy in a lot of areas.
Makes
and
sense.
That's kind of helped us. Our golf scramble is Saturday, August 12th. Again, registration starts at 7:30. Shotgun start at 9. Appreciate Marcus and all his staff out there because they do a fabulous job running the event off. It includes a cart. It includes lunch, or you can bring your own cart. A lot of people do. So we would encourage you. We encourage businesses, if you're listening, to sponsor a team. That's always a nice benefit for their employees, and some will even sponsor more than one team. There'll be some awesome opportunities for raffles, and those prizes are being gathered as we speak. And there'll be prizes for the different flights in the tournament. So it's a fun day. It really is a fun day, and we try to keep things moving right along.
Good deal. How can people get in on the fun coming up here on the 12th?
I'm going to let Russ answer. You can always reach out to me, 620-794-5049. That's my cell.
Sure.
Text me. And then Russ's information.
Yep. So we've tried to make it a little bit more convenient. I think in the past they've done some Venmo registration, but they can actually drop it off, their check and their team at Lyon County State Bank, the main branch at 902 Merchant.
All right.
And they can either drop it off through the drive-through, or they can come into the lobby and drop it off. In the drive-through, hours are 7:30 to 6 p.m. So, and all they have to do is put attention to me. The staff is aware that we're collecting them there. They can also email me at r.com. Bonitatibus at mylcsb.com if they want to get a team in there. So either way, or they can even call the bank and just ask for me. So try to make it as convenient as possible and for everyone to register. So if they have questions, they can reach out to myself or Mike. The other thing I'd like to make comment, if I may, I know we're kind of running out on time, but we have over 30 hole sponsors, and if we had more time, I'd go through the list of names, but I want to thank
those. That's awesome, though, to get that much. That's a good list.
And I want to reach out and just say thank you to all of those hole sponsors. They know who they are, and eventually, you know, hopefully we can get their names out there again, not just on the hole, but if you do see when you're on a golf course during the tournament, the whole sponsor names, I encourage golfers to just thank those organizations for doing that. And if you're a veteran and you've been an honor flight veteran, definitely reach out to those folks and tell them thank you, because again, without their support along with the golfers, it makes these that much more challenging if we didn't have their support. So thank you in advance, and we appreciate the support.
Outstanding. Russ, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike, thanks again for joining us here this morning.
Chuck, thank you. And if there's any veterans out there that would like to apply, yes, we have a waiting list, but really where we're shallow is those Vietnam veterans and older, Korean War veterans, and there's still some World War II veterans out there. And sometimes it takes a family member to help get the application in.
Get that nudge.
Because they always think it's for somebody else and not them. So we would encourage our elderly veterans to apply, and we'll help them any way we can.
And one thing, too, if I may add on, I know quickly, if they're worried about mobility, it is set up that their guardian, they have pushers and catchers, and basically the guardians will get a wheelchair out for them, help them, get them into a wheelchair, and push them around. We've had kids that push people around all day long on those wheelchairs and love doing it. They couldn't have been happier doing it. So please, if that's something that someone is concerned about, we have it covered. So.
All right, good deal. Well, again, the USC 252 Southern Lyon County Honor Flight Golf Tournament is August 12th. Reach out to Russ and Mike. Get on in on that. Want to let you know here at 7:37 that our newsmaker segment tomorrow will have Granada Theater Director Stacy Schneider talking about upcoming Granada shows. We're full all week. Our next available newsmaker segment, 7:20 next Monday here on KVOE.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, the Honor Flight, a wonderful program. Thanks to Mike Argabright and Russ Bonitatibus for joining us here this morning on our primetime newsmaker that's been brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution at 7:36. Weather next.
Hi, this is Jeremy Rusco, and National Disc Golf Day is Saturday, August 5th. So it's time for you to get out, get active,